So guys, hello, I'll tell you a vort now. It's a deep idea. Ready? Until everyone comes. A very deep idea. Rav Moshe, it's well known that the first generation of the religious Jews that immigrated to America were religious, they stayed religious. A lot of their kids ended up not being religious. That was very common. And why? So Moshe Feinstein has a... This is like a 10-minute point, so I don't know if you... Okay, Moshe Feinstein says, and he said all the time, and he writes, it's because the parents were Moser Nefesh. At that time, if you wouldn't work on Shabbos, you'd lose your job. So you look for a job on Sunday, get a job Monday, work till Friday, don't show up Shabbos, you lose your job. And it was hard. It was hard. It was difficult. It was challenging to be religious. So the parents would say, it's hard to be a Jew. It's hard to be a Jew. So Rav Moshe writes, and he said in speeches, that because the parents said it's hard to be a Jew, the kids would say, yeah, it's hard. And they'd give it up. The parents were very dedicated. They had Mesiris Nefesh from the way they were brought up. But for the kids, you were telling your kids it's hard to be a Jew, and then it was too hard for them. They dropped it. Okay. Well, the question is, what were the parents supposed to say? Were they supposed to lie to their kids? Is it easy to lose your job every Shabbos? So Rav Lefschlit explained as follows. No, you're not supposed to lie. You're supposed to say, it's hard to lose my job every Shabbos, but it's worth it. I love Shabbos. Shabbos is the greatest treasure in the world. And I'll do anything to keep Shabbos. And I'll find another job. Of course, Abba isn't happy that he lost his job again this week. But it's worth it, you understand? It's the emphasis. Of course, you don't lie. That's the vort. Here's the amazing story that I heard from Avlef. He told it himself. He said when he first made Aliyah, he was teaching everywhere. He was giving a shiur. Imagine Moshav Matisyo without the whole city next to it. Kiryat Sefer, sorry, Kiryat Sefer. He says, think about it. Kiryat Sefer was built after Moshav. Imagine no Kiryat Sefer. It's like you know, pre-Bries HaOlam, you know, BCE. Okay. Now, he said, there's nothing there. There was one bus that went every day. He said he was giving a shiur in Tel Aviv. And he was going to drive home. And he needed gas to get home. Now, Israel, there's a lot of socialistic aspects of this country. And there are strikes all the time. He comes into the gas station, and the gas station guy says, I'm sorry, we're on strike. I can't give you gas. He says, I need to get home. I have no gas to get home. The guy said, take a bus. Take a bus? There's one bus today. There's no buses. The guy said, take a cab. Take a cab? A cab's a month's salary. I'm not taking a cab. So the guy said to Rav Lef, well, look, the strike will end in the morning at 6 o'clock. How do you know? I know it's going to be 6 o'clock in the morning. I give you gas at 6. Maybe you can sleep here. And at 6 in the morning, I'll give you gas. You'll be home by 7. You can dive in at home at 7. So I've left. Didn't know what to do. He didn't have a choice. He pulled in and he called his wife and he told her, I'm sleeping in a gas station tonight in Tel Aviv and I'll be home tomorrow at 7. And she said, okay. So he's sleeping in his car in a gas station. So he wakes up at 10 o'clock, 11, he wakes up at 1 in the morning and he says to himself, he tells a story, he says to himself, that's it. I'm going back to America. I'm going back to North Miami Beach. You know, to not have American peanut butter, I can handle. American tuna fish, I can handle. Chopped can of orange juice, I can handle. But in Miami, North Miami Beach, I did not have to sleep in a gas station. And I'm going home. I'm going back to America. That's at 1 a.m. Then he says, goes back to sleep. He wakes up at 3 a.m. At 3 a.m. he says, wait a second, when my wife and I were deciding whether to make Aliyah, catch this, we didn't make Aliyah in order to avoid sleeping in gas stations. Okay? We made Aliyah, it's good for our family, it's good for our own ruchnius, we think it's building Eretz Yisrael and building Am Yisrael. And all those reasons for Aliyah are still the same, despite the fact that I'm sleeping in a gas station. So even though my Aliyah includes sleeping in a gas station, but it's worth it. You got it? That story goes together with that Yisod. You with me so far? This applies in real life all the time. The example that we were discussing is how much sleep do you get? Is, Mir Tashem, you're married, you have a lot of kids, you don't get so much sleep. So how do your kids feel it? They know that. How do they feel about it? Oh, Ima's always complaining, she never gets sleep. Or, Ima's so happy that she's so busy, that she has so many kids. She'd like to get more sleep, but you know, in the big picture, she's really happy. Got it? There's a big difference. So this happened a couple of times to me. My boys were sort of oblivious to this. When my daughters got older, one of them said, Abba, you look really tired. Abba, you're tired all the time. And one of them like that. So this is my big chance. So I said, yes, but it's worth it. I'm so happy I have so many barks down with kids and blah, blah, blah. I do things and teaching and learning. Blah, blah, blah. You understand? Very important. You got that? Real life. Another example, you're married, and your husband's into learning. He learns at night. He goes out to, every night he goes out to learn for an hour a night. An hour, okay? When he goes out to learn, then what? It's a little harder. It's harder for you. If when he leaves to learn, you start complaining about it, big mistake. Then your kids, Ima's resentful that he goes. Now, if it is too hard for you, what should you do? Talk to him. Talk to your husband. And then if you want, you call Rav Orlick. You can call me. We're always with the wife. You have to. First, you have to make sure that things are taken care of at home. But if when your husband, if you say, "Listen, right now when Abba's not, it's a little harder, but I want Abba to learn. It's the greatest thing." It's exactly this nekuda. You don't lie to your kids, but you make sure that you feel the right angle, and they understand the right perspective. Got the four examples? Rav Moshe, it's hard to be a Jew, hard to be a Yid. Rav Lev sleeping in a gas station, an absolutely classic, true story he told himself. Being tired because you have a lot of kids, and having more work at home because your husband goes out to learn. Got it? That was a Yisod. Okay, guys, now we'll stop here. Now let's start. Okay.